The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All right, we are at over 300, so come on in here, Tyler. Let's get it kicked off right. Aaron, hit the music, baby.
Party, we will party hard. All right, come on.
Oh, no, what an idiot.
There we go.
Don't get that all over the floor. It's a stout.
Oh, boy. What a man.
Yeah.
I know why women make love to that man. Look at him. Boy, that's a man right there.
Rockets start their basketball match tonight. Is anybody picking the Rockets to win series? Not the basketball match, but the series.
It's funny you should mention that, because it might have even been the Rockets that tweeted it out, but it was like all the ESPN experts' predictions. I think there were a couple Lakers in seven, but mostly Lakers in six, Lakers in five, Lakers in six.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you missed the first 2 hours, well, you missed Happy Hour. That was fun. And then you missed kind of Sportsy Hour. I think that was fun. But, yeah. So we have one more hour to go, and then we got a three-day weekend. So.
I realize why I'm a little sluggish. I poured Juggalo Trey about half of my Red Bull so he could take it with his coconut vodka.
That's probably it.
Yeah, so
you don't have any more in there?
I do, but I don't want to open another one, because then if I drink a full Red Bull.
We'll pour half in a glass before you drink it, and I'll drink the other half.
Okay, I can do that.
Get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good plan.
Get a pear flavor.
Because I could use a little kick in the ass here myself. We still got an hour left to go. Can I address something that, and I'm just going to.
The elephant in the room?
Dude, I know I'm fat, but that's not cool. Come on.
Well, you haven't lost 8 pounds this week like I have.
No, I've actually put on 4 pounds. I'd lost six, and then
you're
I put
a big
on four.
Fatso.
And now I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm getting serious about this crap. So, I was kind of going through the text line, and I'm not going to read the text because it's kind of, well, profane but guy basically insinuating that I never talk about when I lose, that I only brag about when I win. I think, the question I was asked was what was the most I ever bet. I've been pretty clear. I'll be the first one to tell you when I'm losing my ass. And I would hope you would back me up on this. I don't feel like I ever go out of my way to say the positives. I mean, I try to tell people how it is. Gambling is not when you win, it feels great. But I go through losing streaks, and I talk about it. And I've talked about that for years. I also talked about how much money I lost.
You struggled in football last year?
No, I was like, I was 51%, I think.
Okay.
But I had a bad stretch where I was like, I rallied, but I had a stretch where I was like 0 for 13. I was telling people, dude, I wouldn't play my picks right now. I had a bad horse stretch earlier this, like after Oak Lawn shut down, I couldn't cash a ticket for about a month. I went through a poker stretch, the same thing. I said that. I've been pretty honest about that. And I'm not looking for, I don't even like bragging about the wins. I just tell people, hey, we bet this hockey game. Guess what? If the Stars win this hockey game, I lose money. That's pretty clear. So
I'm not cheering for you to lose, but
I wouldn't mind it for the station, but
and who knows? I mean, I still haven't decided. I don't even know if people would listen to hockey on the radio.
Well,
what do I know?
But
I'm new to this whole program directing job.
Movemaker says, Fred, you admit all the time when you have bad weeks. Text line is always trash. There's not. There's some good people on there.
There's good and bad people on both sides.
And I think the guy makes some good points about some other stuff, but. I mean, I kind of did he do it? The Stars just won.
Oh, no. I looked away for like a half second.
Yeah.
That guy's face says it all. Like, what?
Oh, he wants to throw up. Okay, so guess what? Guess what I just did, Texter? I lost a bet.
What an idiot you are.
I lost $150 on that game. How about that?
Well, show me the money here. Let's see the last goal.
Yeah, I want to see the goal.
Oh, man. The joy of victory and the despair of defeat they're showing on these faces. Well, that's not really a face of despair.
If you're a Stars fan, you want to root hard as hell for Vancouver
tonight. Why don't they show the replay?
Yeah.
Who's Vancouver's playing the Knights, right? And it's game 7?
Yeah, it's a game 7.
The Vancouver's like kind of in over their heads, right?
They've been outplayed the entire series. They've been outshot. They've been outpossessed. They've given up better scoring chances. And yet, they've got it to a game 7. And you know what? They remind me of that Ottawa team a couple of years ago that got to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Penguins. This means nothing to anybody. Never mind.
So before the Predators were in existence, the Canucks were my favorite team.
Boy, they're fun, man. They've got three now of the best young players in the game.
But now I'm gonna be a Seattle Kraken fan.
That is a pretty badass name.
It is a badass name. I know a chick that does marketing for them. She's a smoke show. So I'm a fan. I hope she sends some gear.
Well, I'm always gonna be a Leafs guy, but I'm also just a fan of hockey. There's very few teams that I just don't like. I don't like the Bruins because they're Boston.
Yeah, who likes Boston teams?
And I'm not really a fan of the New York teams. I don't really like the Lightning because, I mean, it's Tampa. Who gets excited about anything in Tampa except, you know, that's where all the mob bosses are in Whitpro, right? But other than that, man, like the Avs, I hate seeing them lose because they're fun to watch. That's a really good team. Like the Knights, hard to root against. I root for all the Canadian teams except Montreal. Hate Montreal.
Okay.
Because, you know, you can't be a Leafs fan and like the Canadiens. That's just pure communism. We can't have that. I enjoy the Stars. I don't like them as much as some of the other, because they're not that, most of the time, they're not that much fun to watch. They were a few years ago. And plus, I kind of hate Dallas Stars fan because they're such jerks. And they get so mad whenever you tell them their team's not the greatest thing in the world. But that's all Dallas fans, so I can't really, you know, bitch about that too much. But, yeah, so I caught the over, but my big bet was Avs. So, I lost.
Sorry, Fred.
Oh. Somebody says, okay, I found Jilly and she's hot, but Tommy Lauren is hotter.
Is that a Trey that said that?
No, that's a texter.
Oh, okay. I think the real question was, is Tommy Lauren hotter than Kristen Cavallari or whatever Jay Cutler's ex-wife's name is?
I hate to say this, but I have to factor in other things when it comes to hotness. And one of them is, I think Kristen Cavallari is a hot mess that I wouldn't want anything to do with.
Well, aren't they both?
Well, one of them's just a political commentator. I mean, I don't know how much I buy of what she actually says.
Oh, okay.
So
I buy it.
I don't know if I do. I do want to ask one question though. This has kind of been, this came up the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine, and God, now I sound like I'm doing a Letterkenny episode. I was talking to some friends of mine the other day. Why is it that we condemn, and I'm not saying I agree with this, okay, but why is it we condemn anybody that wears a MAGA hat and they're a bad person?
I don't know. Why do we condemn anybody who wears a Dallas Cowboys hat?
I mean, I get
that.
Say
they're a bad person.
I mean, they are bad people. That's different. But, I mean, listen, I don't agree with them, and I don't think America's
great. By the way, I think anyone who wears a Joe Biden hat, I would
make fun of
disdain for too.
But nobody's out there wearing Joe Biden hats.
No, I'm against anyone who like treats political figures like they're superheroes, and we should be worshiping them somehow. I think it's ridiculous.
Now, I agree with that, but I also think it seems like all those guys get lumped into the racist Confederate flag guy. I don't think that's fair. I think if you want to
wear... if you want to wear your MAGA hat, just do it. No, I'm not going to judge
I don't.
You.
I don't. I want no part of it, right? But, you know, I don't... I just think people are wrong to say, oh, well, they're, you know, you can't wear that. Makes you a horrible person. It's like, eh, who cares? Ooh, Padron, who's hotter, Nancy Pelosi or Deborah Wrigley? Man, Deborah Wrigley had game back in the day.
Did she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, way back in the day when I was growing up. I mean, she's been on TV forever.
Let me see. I'm trying to look. I'm looking at, here's some pictures of her with, like, feathered hair.
That's that 80s stuff. You know I'm down with that.
Yeah, she's hotter than Nancy Pelosi, though. Where'd she go?
She's retiring.
Oh, okay.
She's been doing this for, like I said.
It says Deborah Wrigley to leave ABC KTRK, so I guess she's gone, but RIP.
Well, she's not dead. She's just retiring.
She's close to dead, though. We can agree.
Yeah, well, no, we can't agree on that. Come on, man. Be nice to Deborah. But no, I think it's so strange that, and I think the media does this a lot. They just automatically condemn somebody. Oh, a kid in a MAGA hat does this. And believe me, I have no love for that at all. I just don't think you should rip somebody for it either. But
I feel like the equivalent to our world is seeing somebody who wears a jersey and carries a mitt to a game.
Well, okay, fair.
Everybody else sees a MAGA hat, and they see somebody with a Correa jersey and a mitt sitting down the third baseline.
And fair enough, that's a good point, and we make fun of those guys. But, I mean, it does feel like there's a little bit of a double standard here. Like if somebody walked in with a Biden-Harris hat, and somebody next to him had a MAGA hat, and somebody was going to write a story about it, they're not writing about the Biden-Harris hat.
I mean, Biden and Harris also aren't clever enough to come up with a slogan like that.
He didn't come up with that slogan.
No, they've got a slogan.
He bought that slogan from my boy Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
For an undisclosed amount of dollars.
That's what I'm saying, is that they're not as clever as Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones should come up with a slogan for Joe Biden.
He should, and sell it and make some money.
There's already a slogan for Biden and Harris.
Listen, Bernardo says, can Fred just come out and say he's for MAGA? He's given us signs about it for weeks now.
If you actually knew me, Bernardo, or actually listened, you know that I try to be fair to everybody. And I have long said that I skewer more right than left, especially on economic issues. And if you want me to tell you that Joe Biden's a great option here, you're bleeping insane. I don't like either one of them, and I'm probably not voting in this election. But
why won't you just vote on my team?
Because I think that's, you know,
you're the worst.
No, that's your cause. My cause is, if I don't believe in any of these candidates, and I don't believe in yours either, then why am I giving them my vote?
Do you agree that my candidate has zero chance of winning?
Yes.
Do you agree that a vote for a third party could potentially down the road change the way we handle these elections?
If I thought this third party could do it, yes.
I'm not saying this third party can. I'm saying this is a vote for down the road. This is a vote to get someone else into a conversation again, like Ross Perot was back in the day. That's what it will take, is people voting third party to get a third party back on a debate stage.
Yeah, well, we've had this discussion. I need a third party that's actually viable and not one that's just been crawling under the... they basically have been crawling under the boards now for... years and haven't made any progress. We need a really viable third party. This ain't it. And so I don't know.
Here's Mark, who says, watch out, Fred, struck a nerve with AJ. Dude hasn't said anything positive since you mentioned MAGA. I mean, my stance on this is all pretty public too. I do not like the President of the United States. I do not like Joe Biden. I will not vote for either of those people in November. So It doesn't matter to me. I'm not a person who gets too worked up either way.
I frankly think I'm a little just surprised that there's so much actual, you know, hatred and judgment of people who claim to support the president. Look, I don't like the guy at all. I
just say it.
I don't. And but I don't like your guy either, Bernardo. So
how do you know who Bernardo's guy is?
Well, clearly, if you're going to judge me as, oh, admit you're a MAGA guy, then you don't know what the F you're talking about. Because I don't like either one of you. And the fact that I don't have a viable alternative pisses me off. And there are people in both parties that I could have gotten behind. And these ain't them. So, no, I'm not going to admit that I'm anything. I look at each issue on its own. I vote for both parties depending on the situation. I would say, though, that if you go and look at my voting record, it's about, 55-60% Republican. But I'll never be a, I vote for a person, not a party. So, suck it, Bernardo. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. J Rapp says, this is interesting to see in this political climate. I could agree with you both in regards to a third party. You
can't have it both ways.
Says, can this current libertarian win? Now, no. However, we need to get away from the idea that it's one or the other. I agree with that. I need somebody viable to start that third party. And I actually probably align more with what libertarians believe than I do the other two.
Then vote that way, you dope.
But it's not me. I'm not having this discussion with you anymore because
Now I called you a dope?
No, because, again, so you're doing exactly what I blame the other parties
for.
Well,
I am one of those people.
Well, and that's...
I'm a bully. I'm a voting bully.
No, you're not a voting bully. You're just if you're not this, you got to be this guy. And that's...
I'm not saying you have to be that. I'm saying if you believe that you're not a Republican or a Democrat and you would like to see a third party be more involved, the only way to do that is to vote for a third party, whether it be Libertarian or Green Party or anyone else.
What I would like to do is see somebody start a viable third party. That's where it needs to come from.
Okay, well, how's that going to happen when no one's going to allow a third party to be involved?
It's got to be somebody powerful enough to make it happen.
All right.
It's not going to be...
You're living in a dream world.
No, I'm not living in a dream world. I'm living in a world where if a guy like Mark Cuban or Elon Musk or one of those guys says, I'm starting a third party...
They wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Because they wouldn't be invited to the debates. You know why? Because
guess what? They've got enough of a voice. More people.
There's literally rules written.
I get you. They also have social media. They have a voice. You don't need these effing debates, AJ. You can actually get elected. You can actually have something happen. Look,
not everybody in the world's on Twitter.
Well,
there's a bunch of old heads who don't have Twitter.
Doesn't matter. These are guys who make news. They could do it. Somebody
just
like that.
You're being obtuse.
Obtuse?
Yes.
How am I being obtuse?
Aaron, tell him that I joined the United States Armed Forces so Fred could have the right to vote in a Democratic election. Can you explain that to Fred? That's what you're going to now?
So that I could vote your way. No, you want me to vote your way. That's the problem.
Maybe you don't... No, I do want you to vote, period. I don't really care who you vote for. But I do... I recall, like it was yesterday, 17-year-old, fresh-faced AJ... signing up and heading off to basic training, and all I kept thinking, I had a note written in my my helmet at basic training that said, so Fred can keep voting. And then look at you now. Everything I gave, everything I sacrificed.
Now listen, I'll vote. I may not vote for the president.
Okay. Well, as long as you vote, man.
No, I will vote for the other elections because
I'm not looking
something.
To bully anybody into voting.
But
for somebody
you
kind of
are. You're kind of pushing me. You're trying to make your case,
and
which
now
is
I'm
fine.
Telling you don't.
Well, no,
if
but
you
no, but you're being judgmental about it, which is the same thing those guys do, and it's a turnoff.
I do believe everyone should vote. I do believe, though. I will say, and the reason why I voted Gary Johnson the last two elections is, I would prefer to vote and not feel guilty. If one way or the other, about who gets elected, like at least my conscience will be clear that I didn't vote for that guy. Like, because I did, and I've said this before, I voted for Obama the first time. And I said, you know what? I'm voting for Obama because he said he's going to get all these troops out of Afghanistan. And then 4 years went by. That's 1,460 days passed. And there was the same amount of troops in Afghanistan. I said, you know what? You lied to me, dude. And then it was like, well, I guess I'm going to vote for... Nope, not doing that. So I voted for Gary Johnson, a libertarian. And then I voted for Gary Johnson again because there's no way I was going to vote for either of those people 4 years ago, just like there's no way I'm voting for either of these people now.
To play devil's advocate, everybody's going to think I'm MAGA because of this.
Trump you has are MAGA.
Oh, yeah, totally. Trump has brought more troops home than Obama did. And he actually got troops out of Afghanistan.
He did
Iraq.
Do that, and let's give him credit for that. That's the thing. That's one of the things that we should say. Hey, this happened. This should have happened a long time ago. I had a lot of problems. I voted for Obama the first time, but
I do feel like we should avoid discussing politics on the day when we've done a bunch of shots.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, actually, I think it's going well.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's Jay think? Hello, Jay. You're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, sports man.
Hey. Sports. Hey, Fred, the whole point of what AJ, I think, was trying to say was, Fred, not to make you vote for a distinguished side, but just realize that, hey, if I do vote for a third party or so, it's going to get noticed. So, therefore, a third party won't feel like they need to be Elon Musk or Mark Cuban to say, hey, I think that we could step in and have good ideas and people would actually be behind us. That's all. I don't think AJ was trying to badge you into voting for one side or the other. It's just the fact that you just said, I'm not voting for anybody. He was just like blown away.
Thank you, Jay.
That's the way I took it.
No, that's not, because his whole point was,
Jay, I fought in Vietnam, no, so Fred would God not would have the right to
I
vote.
Fought in the Revolutionary War, dude. So you just stop, okay? We wouldn't have a country if not for me. I fought in that. I fought in the Civil War for the North. I was on the right side.
I don't think you were.
I was on the War of 1812.
I don't think you were. No,
well, you weren't there. You wouldn't know.
They called you old flabby sides.
Mm-hmm. Fought in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea.
I only fought in one war, and it was Vietnam, and I fought so you would have the right mm-hmm. to vote.
Mm-hmm. But no, I plan to, I mean, I'll vote for everything else, but I may just leave president blank. And somebody said, well, you can't bitch if you do. I can bitch because you didn't give me the candidates when you had the chance. You guys trot out this fossil who's basically senile on one side, and this guy who's a complete, you know, narcissist on the other side, and you expect me to get behind either one of them? And then you go and pick the one person for vice president that I've said all along, I hate her politics, I can't get behind her in any way, and you want my support? And AJ's trying to get me with this party that has no chance? Okay.
Lamont, here's a good question from Lamont. AJ, hypothetical, if your only choices were Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin, would you vote? Be honest. If so, who would you vote for? This is my point. We literally have two horrible choices right now, and we have the option to vote for one that's not them. That said, I would vote for Joseph Stalin. I'll just say, I'm Team Stalin against Hitler.
You know why?
I cheered for him in World War II. Does that make me a bad person?
Killed more people.
Does that make me a bad person?
I mean, he killed more people.
But he killed Nazis.
But that was his. He only has those two options.
What are you, Team Nazi?
No, I'm Team neither.
This is the hypothetical. You've got the choices. Do you want the guy that killed Nazis or the guy who didn't kill Nazis, who was a Nazi?
The guy who killed more people?
But he killed Nazis. I'm for that. Okay? Are you Team Nazi?
I am not. I'm Team End My Life Already, and I won't vote.
Well,
but I will say, on your defense, if there is one election where we're going to finally get enough of a third-party vote to include a third party going forward, this is the election.
Well, I don't know, because I still think there's a lot of people who find a stigma attached to it, and that's okay. I'm not here to convince anybody to vote a certain way. Most people have a belief one way or the other, and that's their belief. So
back to this.
Do what? Yeah.
But you know what, though? There's a lot of people like me that you could actually win over.
I can't win you
over.
But
the problem is none of you are doing a good job of trying to win me over.
I've tried to win you over twice now.
I know.
This is the third time. We've worked together through three presidential elections now. That's an absurdity in itself.
Yeah, that's pretty bleeped up.
Yeah.
But no, I think there's a viable way to create a third party, but it's going to take, and this is a sad thing, and this is my last comment about this. You keep that music going. That was pretty good.
When it's time to party, we will always party hard.
No, but the problem in America is you can't make a difference unless you're a billionaire. That's just a fact. And that's why I say it's going to take somebody like that to start a third party. And if they did, then hopefully they pull the right people into it. But yeah, I mean, your Joe Jorgensen's not going to be able to do it. It's going to have to be somebody with dollars. That's why Ross Perot was able to make a difference.
He tried.
Yeah.
We need another billionaire libertarian. Fred, you're like only two zeros away from it.
When you voted in 1912, when it was Woodrow Wilson and Theodore Roosevelt and William Taft.
That was a good group, man.
Right. And then there was a fourth party. Eugene Debs was a socialist. Who did you vote for? Did you just say, you know what, there's too many of you, I'm not deciding?
No, I voted for Woody.
You were Team Wilson. Well, he won, so you were on the right side of history.
I've voted for the winning president more often than not. But, all right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano-silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Two segments to go, and then we get 3 days off. Aaron, you got any plans for Labor Day weekend, or are you just chilling?
Chilling around the house. Going to go. All my family congregated in Austin, but I had other stuff to do. I thought we were working on Monday, so I'm not going. So my wife and I are going to go enjoy the pool at my grandparents' house. And then,
I didn't realize we were off Monday until like a couple days ago. I'm like, okay, well, fine. We'll find something to do. 713-780-ESPN. Space Ghost. Oh, bleep. Is it Labor Day weekend? Yeah, I does it not feel anything like Labor Day?
No, it will feel like that on Monday when my alarm doesn't go off.
Yeah, I plan on being drunk for 3 days.
Let's go with a question from Dr. Will. Let's help him out. Maybe somebody else. I couldn't come up with a great answer on this one.
He asked you a question out there?
He did ask me a question. He said he's got a date tomorrow.
Ooh.
Where he's like, it's a pretty special date. Where should I take her? Now, remember, Dr. Will is he's a young college kid. He's an intern here, so he doesn't have the budget that guys like, you know, Aaron have.
Right.
So he said, I said, what are we talking? Are we talking about like you got $100? He said, I said, what's your budget? He said, medium. I said, so you got $100 for like drinks and dinner? He said, let's go 75. And then he was like, you know what? She's special. Let's go $90. But they want to do a couple drinks each. That's tough, right?
They want to do what?
He wants to stay at around $90.
Right.
And he wants to do a couple drinks each.
He wants to go someplace that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
What part of town is he in?
I have no idea. He's an intern. What are we, best friends?
Well, I mean, you're having this conversation.
He said she's special. They're going to go somewhere.
Okay.
They'll go where they need to go.
Well.
He said he lives in Midtown area.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The world is his oyster.
Yeah, you've got lots of options over there. I would.
You know what I think? And I don't know.
Does she like music?
Here's a caveat. I don't know what who's open and what's going on now. But I will say that a place that I think is really cool, and if you're going to have two drinks each and eat food, you can do it for under $90 is Hay Merchant in Montrose. Because they serve liquor now. So they've got a full bar. They've got a great beer selection. The food is really good, and it's still kind of got, like, I won't say bar food prices, but it is kind of bar food prices. Like you're probably going to pay like $12 for a burger or something. But if you're on a $90 budget, you can have two drinks and dinner and stay under $90, and it's still a cool, hip place to take a gal, I would say.
You know what else? I've got two recommendations for you.
Okay.
China Garden is never a bad idea because it always is it's a nice place. It's a nice meal. You'll definitely get out for under $90. She'll get a good meal. And, you know, Carol will probably come and talk to you so you'll feel special. So that they're reopened, so that's not a bad place. The Rustic is pretty impressive. And I think that's a good place. It's tight.
Can you hit it under $90?
You can hit it under $90 if you're, like you don't get appetizer and full on meal and then a couple drinks. I mean, you're gonna have to be a little tight there, but that's also a really nice place for a date. And there's tons.
He said he's feeling the Rustic.
I mean, it will impress her. I mean, it is a very cool place. And
the one right here in like uptown?
Well, no, there's one over.
There's one in downtown. Downtown, and yeah. There's one in uptown.
Yeah. But the one here uptown's like brand spanking new. It's shiny.
Well, so the one in downtown's brand spanking new too. It's shiny. It's not as new as this one, but it's just as shiny, and it's close. Okay. It's closer for him. Now, the one negative to that, if you're going to that one, you're going to have to valet. Or you have to park in the garage.
So go to the uptown one where you can self-park, save a few bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same place. So either way, you're good.
Yeah.
Just tell him to bring his ass to the suburbs.
I got someone who says here, if she loves dive bars and skee ball, do that. It doesn't have to be nice. It has to be meaningful. That's from a lady. And that's good advice, I would say. But skee ball in Corona time, like Dave and Buster's, is closed.
Yeah.
Christian's tailgate should be open. They got games and stuff.
Christian's is open.
Yeah, but Christian's a good date place?
Yeah, I don't know. No, that's a hangout place. The one downtown's not open, but the one in Midtown is.
I mean, the one, that one should have a couple of quick shoot basketball goals. So you play with her, you let her win a couple of games.
Don't do that. Don't let them win. You got to establish dominance early.
Yeah, I think Rustic's is best bet. I think that's where I went for our anniversary. It's a pretty good date night place.
All right,
they treat you well there. Good food.
Can you do it with? Can you carry a Benjamin Franklin in there and get out with some change?
Yeah, as long as you're not paying the $10 for
the valet.
The valet. Yeah.
Okay,
you're not ordering the super fancy cocktail.
So we're telling you either go to Hay Merchant. Or Rustic in Uptown Park, where you can self-park.
Well, I mean, you can self-park at the one downtown. You just got to park in the garage, which is next door.
But even that's going to cost you.
No, it's free.
Okay, free garage. Parking. Never mind.
Yeah.
Fred's a downtown. You know where else is a good place? They don't have cocktails, I guess. But if you want, like, a fun, casual place, you could go to, like, you can go over there by Fred's house, and you could go have dinner at Rodeo Goat.
Rodeo Goat does have cocktails.
Oh, do they? Okay.
And you can get out for under $90 there easy.
Easy.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Not only that.
That's like three drinks even.
You could eat there, have a couple drinks there, and then walk over and have a drink at one of the breweries.
Yeah, you can go to True Anomaly real easily.
Yeah. Actually, you can do all this for under $90.
You got that, Dr. Intern?
This is the winner.
And then while you're there picking up the beer, all you do is go, hey, I work at ESPN 97.5, and because of Fred's clout,
stop. No,
because,
they won't. Stop that.
Here's the great thing about Rodeo Goat. It's a burger joint, but like the burgers are fancy enough.
Yeah, it
doesn't feel like you're taking her out for a burger.
They're almost gourmet burgers is what they are. And yeah, this is the winner. So go to Rodeo Goat. I will tell you can have a couple drinks there and your burgers and get out for under $60. And then AJ's right. Go over to True Anomaly. Go over to Little Woodrow's and have a couple drinks after that.
Yeah, we're hitting you with options, dude. Yeah. I think a lot of these are good.
And, you know, if you're going to do that, you can even Uber which is you'll have enough money left over to Uber. That's
and,
it.
And J-Rap says, does Hey Merchant still offer the full pig's head meal? They do, and it's delicious. Eating a full pig's head, not great for a first date. It's a half pig head because they split it down the middle. But it's not great for a first date when you've got to say, oh, do you want to eat the eyeball or should I?
Yeah.
My wife does not like that. She does not like going to Hay Merchant when I eat the pig head because she finds it vile. A lot of ladies might.
Yeah, but Hay Merchant's a really good. There's a bunch of good places over in Montrose. But, yeah, I think this is your winner. I think because Rodeo Goat is, it's a fun atmosphere. It's casual enough, but it's also special enough. And, like I said, then you get out for $60 and you got plenty of money to go over and drink across the street and go to True Anomaly and have a beer there. Or I'm pretty sure Little Woodrow's is reopened. Somebody can let me know on that. But I think Little Woodrow's is reopened, so you can go across the street and have a couple drinks there. So, there. Boom. Done.
Boom.
Point Hoffman. I'll give you that. I'm giving Hoffman the point.
Thank you.
So, there.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Yo.
Yeah, hello?
Hello again.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Christian's tailgate.
Do it.
Yeah, brother. I met my wife 13 years ago at Christian's tailgate, man, and their chicken fried steak still good. You know, it's a good little spot, man. You know,
and listen,
the one in Midtown, of course.
Jesse,
you know, by bags, but you know, it's a good spot, man. It's a good spot.
I'm not denying that, but I'm saying, Jesse, it's a good spot to meet someone. It's not necessarily the good spot to take someone for a first date.
Yeah, not the first date. That's after you've gone out a couple times, hey, you want to go meet at Christian's? That's a really cool place to hang out. But, all right, quick break. We've gone from politics to dating advice. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One last segment in the week, and then we get a three-day weekend. So let's jump right in and let's get stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I've always gotten good at that same thing when I run. I turn my brain off, basically.
Oh, well, that's easier for you than it is for me.
Well, you know, I have a more active brain than you, right. So it needs rest.
Yeah, he was facing 90 years in state prison. And now with these extra charges, it's potentially 250. So that's really going to change things up for him. Because if he would have gotten that 90, you know, he would have gotten out at 157. And he would, you know, you still got some life to live. But now 250 years plus 67, he's probably going to die in prison if that were to happen. I'm not a doctor, but I would guess he'd die in prison if that were the case.
Let's take what we got, man. That's two, like, really...
That's power.
Yeah. You always wait until I'm actually making a point.
That's my favorite time because it throws you off.
And yeah, and I have no idea what the hell I was talking about. What were you even doing? College football?
Yeah,
basketball?
Yeah, we were talking about actually collegiate wrestling.
Is he saying Jesus doesn't like whiskey?
I guess so. It's like, oh, Jesus liked wine.
Well,
which is true.
Yeah, but he.
But who are we to judge?
Yeah, he would definitely.
They didn't have the grain to make whiskey at that point because it didn't grow over there. But
Jesus could have grown it.
Yeah, all Jesus had to do was like snap his fingers and there's a.
I mean, he was like making lepers clean again. He had some magic powers, Aaron. I don't know if you've read this book, but he had magical powers.
It's been a while.
He could have done that.
A new study has found evidence that cats can be infected with the coronavirus and easily spread it to other cats within 2 days of exposure.
My cats wear masks.
Fortunately.
Now, what about Fitzmagic, like, had to leave practice or something the other day? All of a sudden, did you guys hear any follow-up on that? It was kind of awkward.
His mother passed away.
Yeah, I knew it was personal stuff, but, yeah, I guess so. His mom died?
That was the report I saw, is that his mom passed away.
Oh, even better. He's going to, like, dedicate this one to my... Yeah, I'm all over the dog.
Eric, you're not supposed to say it like that.
Dude, that's...
Cold-blooded.
Fair, but cold-blooded.
Can't believe you think Jesus couldn't have made whiskey if he wanted.
Yeah. Come on, man. The guy could walk on water.
What an idiot.
He could walk on water, take a cup into the water he was walking on, and instantly turn it into whiskey.
The dude could flood the whole earth, but he can't, like, plant some grain.
Oh, okay.
I've got a new ad campaign for Whitmire's, though.
Oh, there you go. He got back power back yesterday and didn't have any damage. So, good job, man. But he also said that...
Well, that's not good job. That's like a congratulations.
No, it's good.
But he didn't do a good job.
Well...
He just got lucky.
You know what? Maybe that damn Laura didn't do a good job, and that's why.
You're acting like he went out with an umbrella and, like, waved it away. Get out of here, Storm!
Well, that's what I did.
Get out of here, Storm!
Hey, I kept it from hitting us.
It's like when a stray dog comes onto your property, you get out there with your shotgun. Go on out of here! I don't think he survived, and I don't care what the contract is.
I disagree.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
Because this is the...
Tell me why.
And a misdemeanor count for patronizing a prostitute.
Wait, he was patronizing, not patronizing, right?
Either one.
Well, they're a little different. Patronizing means that he paid for sex with her. Patronizing would mean like, oh, did you go to college to give that hummer? That's patronizing a prostitute, okay. And that's really inappropriate.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Patronizing is illegal, while patronizing, okay. I don't think is illegal, but it's just rude.
It might get you beat up, though.
Just rude.
It's a misdemeanor, so I'm guessing it's patronizing.
Or pimp comes down, hey, you patronizing my hooker? We're here for patrons only.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We said this week.
Oh, boy. Jesus whiskey and
patronizing versus patronizing hookers.
Oh, boy. Interesting week, to say the least. But, all right, so now we'll get 3 days off. We'll be back Tuesday, and by the time we get back, there's going to be some news that you guys will have had that you're going to be happy with.
What's the Rockets match tonight? What's going to happen? You guys tell me. You sports experts, tell me. Aaron, you got nothing? Fred?
Rockets cover.
Cover the 6.5 or cover the 6?
The 6.5.
Okay, you're taking that point, that half point.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not betting it because I don't bet basketball, but I think I think it's going to be a close game, and I think the Rockets will hang in there until late.
Who will cover Anthony Davis around the horn?
I think they're going to rotate PJ and Covington. I know, but that.
And then does the other guy cover LeBron?
I think the other guy's got to be on Howard, right?
Or JaVale McGee, whoever's out there.
Yeah.
So then who's on LeBron? Eric Gordon?
Harden.
Is this real? It can't be Harden.
I kind of cheated because I already saw the update from Mark Berman.
Uh-huh.
Gordon will cover LeBron. So I think Covington covers Davis.
Man. And PJ's with the big, whoever the big may be.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
All I saw was that Gordon is going to cover LeBron.
I just don't love the matchups in this thing for the Rockets. The size difference is too big. I mean, Gordon on LeBron I feel like the one guy who can compete with LeBron if they were to put him on him was Covington. Obviously LeBron, I think I think he'd smoke him, but I think he'd have the best chance of even slowing him down. I don't like this. I don't like this.
I actually think Harden would do okay on him, but I think it would take away too much of his offense.
Well, all the offense he gave last week was so great.
That's true. Certainly there'll be more than there was the other night, you would hope. But you know what? I think the flip side is, I'd like to say the Lakers can't match up with the smaller lineup, but they can. So I got nothing. I think the Rockets keep it close, but, you know, I'm like the rest of the national media. I just don't see much hope of this happening. So, well, why don't we just wrap it up before? That's what we'll do. We'll wrap it up before, and I'll just say, Aaron, great job. AJ, great job. You guys
have an
awesome three-day weekend. Look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday and being drunk the rest of the time. And to all the Twitchers and tweeters and texters today, thanks for participating. Hope everybody has an awesome weekend.
Thanks for showing up for happy hour,
yeah,
everybody.
It was a blast.
Hey, gotta tell you about my guys over at Allstate Siding and Windows. And we've actually got an appointment set up for next week so they can come out and take a look at my windows. I'm probably going to get all the windows in my house redone. Because it's probably that time, and it doesn't help that during hurricane preparations, my wife was moving my grill and broke one of the windows on the back of the house. So, you know, kind of works out. I'm not saying it was her fault. I'm blaming it on the hurricane that didn't really hit us, but hurricane preparation was a MF-er. And Allstate's got windows that are made in Texas, built for Texas tough weather, which includes hurricanes. These are hurricane impact windows. And because they know some of you guys were affected by the hurricane, they're helping you out now, extending their summer specials. No interest for 2 years on any siding or windows. 30% off all windows, $2,500 off siding. They've got home and virtual appointments available. You want the best rate? Call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. For hurricane impact windows, call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out at allstatesidingandwindows.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.